Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
So Whitney called us 3 weeks ago, and she lives in a townhouse community in Decatur. And she wanted to use our show because she's just curious. There's a guy that pulls up to her townhouse community every single day. Mm-hmm. He's there for 5 minutes, walks behind the townhomes, goes into one of the townhouses, and then leaves. He's there for 5 minutes, in and out and gone. She's been watching this guy for months and wants to know who he is. So we got on the case, and we've been trying to track and find this guy. It's taken us 3 weeks. We're no closer today than we were 3 weeks ago.
We're even more confused.
But we're having
the first
fun.
Week.
But we still don't have any answers. So we're going to see if we can get you guys up to speed here, and maybe you guys will have a different take on the whole thing. So it's going to take us a while.
Right.
It really is, because this is 3 weeks in the making here.
Yes.
And it doesn't make logical sense to get you guys caught up at this point, because it's just gone on for so long, and there have been so many small details over the last 3 weeks. But it's such a good storyline that I think if we present it to you guys correctly, you'll be as invested as we are late in the show also.
It's almost like being a late comer to Lost. You know, we're having to catch you up on this show that is so confusing, but it's so intriguing at the same time.
And we have no answers. So my thought here is that because we're doing this late in the show, and we're 3 weeks into it, and we're no closer to an answer, that maybe if we run this by you guys, somebody listening will have a different perspective on
it.
All right,
Fresh eyes.
All right, we're going to be here a while, people. Here we go.
Stretch it out.
So everybody knows that we have this segment that we do called I'm Just Curious.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anything. If you're curious about anything in your neighborhood, in your office, but you're too sort of scared to research it yourself, you call us. We'll do the hard work for you, and we'll get answers.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what happened with Whitney when she called us 3 weeks ago.
First of all, I live in a gated townhome community, so he obviously knows the code to get in here every day. And he comes in about 9:45 every day, and it's just Monday through Friday, not on the weekends, just throughout the week. So he just, like, it's really odd. He drives the same car, parks in the same parking spot, and he pretty much gets out of his car. Sometimes he'll grab something out of the trunk or the back seat, and then he walks behind the townhomes, like, and goes in the back door of one of the townhomes in there. He stays in, like, and when he's walking down there, he's also looking around to see if, like, anyone's looking at him, like, kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes in the townhome, he goes in for about 4 or 5 minutes, and comes back out, goes to his car, and then drives away.
Every day.
Same time, like, on the dot.
What part of town is this in?
I live in Decatur.
Okay. So he goes behind all the townhomes, and for you, it just feels like he's just a little bit nervous that he's back there. And then did you say he goes into one of the homes every morning?
Goes into one of the homes, yeah.
And stays there only for a few minutes,
like,
and then
5 minutes.
Leaves.
I mean, I've timed him before. It's usually about 5 minutes, and he's no longer than 5 minutes.
Do you know the neighbor of the townhouse that he goes into?
I don't. I haven't met them, so I don't know if, you know, maybe they're bringing it out or.
Do you know,
I don't know
who lives there? Is it a single person? Is it a couple or a family?
I'm not sure. We have a lot of families in here. It's a really nice townhome. area.
All right, so that was the very first time we talked. Your calls start flooding in on who this guy might be. Right. He's probably a security guard that's been hired by the townhouse community. It's a drug deal going down every day. It's a real estate agent checking out their property. I mean, one after the other, the theories start flooding
everybody,
in.
Everybody, right. Based on limited information, everybody knows the answer.
Right.
People, even as random as, we just think he likes to take a poop in private, so he stops every day on his way to work.
That's right.
He's got a key to that house. He goes there, poops, leaves.
All right, so same day we talk to her, we say, look, let's talk to you again at the usual time that this dude's supposed to show up and see if he's there today also. And that's what happened on the first day we talked to her.
No, he's here right now.
He is.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
He is. So he pulled up, same spot, parked the BMW.
It was about 9:43 this morning. I mean, he's pretty much on the dot every day.
Wow. It's part
and
of
he's
his
there right now. He got out of the car. And this is weird, like, in the last couple of days, you know, the weather's been nice outside. He's been putting a leather coat on, like he's had in the past. He's been doing all winter. So he put his jacket on when he got out of the car. He put his jacket on and then has his hands, like, in his pockets and is walking. He walked down there, went behind there. He's still there right now, so.
He has his hands in his pants pocket or in the jacket pocket?
In the jacket pocket.
I have no idea why that was important.
I don't know. It's that he has in his pocket, but maybe he's like, I don't know if it's the whole drug deal thing and maybe he's bringing it down there. I don't know. But he just always seems to have a jacket. I just seen with the weather so nice, it just seems kind of odd.
I think now we're looking for things, you know. Oh, it's weird. He's got a leather jacket on.
He's walking back to his car right now, and the jacket's off.
The jacket's off.
So he got there at 9:43. It's now 9:48. Like, and you told us this morning, 5 minutes. He's in. Did he go inside the house?
Back to his car.
Follow the car.
He went inside the house today. That townhouse.
Yeah. I couldn't go down to see exactly, but I mean, I know he goes down there and he.
And he doesn't have his leather jacket on going back to the house or car?
He just put in his car, and now he's getting in, and he's about to drive away. So.
How old a dude do you think he is?
He looks like he's in his 30s.
Okay, so that's day number one right there. Now, the table is set for us.
Right.
So we have a staff member here named Frankie. And we call him up and we're like, Frankie, can you help us out with this? We got Whitney here. She's really curious who this dude is in the townhouse community. Can you just run down there tomorrow during the show and pretend like you're walking behind the townhouse community, you know, try to get some answers for us, okay?
And that was the best call that we ever made, ever in the history of this show.
Is having Frankie part of this whole thing because he's done a great job.
He's done a fantastic Frankie,
he's like a private eye now.
Frankie signed up for the deluxe package.
Oh, but let's not get ahead of ourselves,
that's
people.
That's right.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're catching
right.
people up.
Sorry.
So we send Frankie down there at the same time that the dude is supposed to show up. It's the very next day, okay?
Okay.
He showed up, kind of like made a U-turn and left. So we're kind of wondering what he's doing.
Have you sent Frankie out to locate the fella?
Frankie's right here next to me. We're kind of confused with what's happening.
So. Did he turn around because of anything? Like, was Frankie outside, or did he turn around on his own before Frankie had a chance to go out?
No, we were inside, and I saw him pull up, and I was like, "That's him." But he never went in the parking spot that he normally parks in. So
on all the day for the last couple of months that you've been watching this guy, he's never pulled a U-turn before?
Never. Never ever.
So do you think he's listening or heard about it and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna do something a little bit different today and see if they talk about it?
Or he figured out it was him.
So I can confirm it's me.
Yeah.
Because if he was 100% sure, he just wouldn't show up.
Right.
But if he wanted to confirm it, he would just have to do something weird.
And all he has to do is call us, voice disguiser, and just tell us what he's doing.
Well, unless it really was like a drug-related thing or something's under the table.
Voice disguiser, just let us know.
That's not going to work, Melissa. We're going to get 500 calls right now from people going, hello, I'm in the voice disguiser. I was the person up there. I made the U-turn because I was just feeding my pit bull. You suck! Click. So play a trombone!
So, I mean, what are the chances of the dude actually being a listener at that time? Right. And you said the dude was like in his late 40s, early 50s or something like that?
I would say like late 30s.
Maybe. Did Frankie park in his parking spot?
Ooh, no.
Oh my God, that got a chuckle.
You really need to watch Frankie very closely, very carefully in your house. Will you put Frankie on real quick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello?
Dude, how did you totally mess this up?
Frankie's on the voices.
My cover's blown. I knew I shouldn't have taken the Q100 vehicle.
No, you didn't.
Wow, so the dude just pulls in and then pulls a Yui, huh? No, hold on a second.
Hold up. She's like, I know that's his car. And he didn't even stay in the parking spot for a second and then turned around and went back the other way. So I walked out and just walked around the neighborhood, and I didn't see any car. And then as soon as I came up the house, she said she saw him pull out.
Well, now I'm even more curious.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So he pulled into the spot, but didn't stay.
He didn't stay at all. Like, he didn't even, It was weird.
Okay, so on day number two there, dude that normally walks around the town homes for whatever reason on this day decides to pull a Yui, and we've just sort of convinced ourselves that it must be a listener.
Right.
All right, so the following day, we send Frankie back down there, and Frankie actually has a conversation with this guy.
Yes.
So now he's behind the townhouse community, and he runs into this guy. And this has taken place now over the course of a week.
Right.
So he pulled in at 9:45 on the dot, just like every day.
Mm-hmm.
I waited till he walked behind the house, and then I got out, and because it was raining, I had an umbrella, so I pretended I was looking at the front of the townhouses where he parked.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back up, I asked him, I was like, excuse me, do you live here? And he said, yes. He said he lives in the neighborhood. And I was like, I was looking for to buy a townhome in this area. And was wondering if you know if there are any townhomes here for sale. And he said, yeah, I think so, but he wasn't sure which ones were available or which ones were vacant or not. And so I kept drilling him with the questions, trying to figure out who he was, why he was there. But it pretty much stopped at he wasn't a real estate agent, because if I said I was looking for a home, then, you know, you would think that he would say that, oh, I'm a real estate agent, here's my card. Nothing like that. He was kind of standoffish and kind of shady about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our conversation. That was pretty much the end of it. And after he left, I walked by the house that he walks into, and there is a real estate lockbox on the front door.
What?
Yes.
Weird.
So he's not a real estate agent. There's no houses for sale, yet the house he goes into has a lockbox on it.
Which would explain why he went through the back. But not why he went through back.
And the whole thing was just weird. So it's really bugging me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have planned. I'm going to plan to do a stakeout this weekend and find out if it's just a Monday through Friday or whatever. And I'm going to find out about the house and everything else. And hopefully, I'll have more information for you guys when that gets done.
So he goes to this townhouse community and, like, lays in the weeds for a weekend.
I love how Frankie got so into this. It's almost like it was a personal, I don't know, quest for him to figure this out.
It's ridiculous how invested we all are in this thing, but we need answers now. Good morning, Debbie. You are on The Bert Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think this guy is totally playing you guys.
I think
that there is probably a perfectly logical explanation of why he's there. I don't know why, but I think he heard you on the radio, and that's why he did the U-turn that first morning, and he never showed up. He did the U-turn in the parking lot just to make sure it was him, and now he's just playing all of you.
Well, she's been seeing him for 4 months now. Like, we just started this 3 weeks ago.
Even if he is jacking with us.
Well, but he got fame when he heard himself on the radio.
Are you completely caught up?
I've been following it. I listen every morning. I've heard the whole deal.
So I think
he's probably a security guy or maybe a real estate agent.
Yeah, even if he's playing us, that's still 4 months of why was he there.
And even based on what you heard yesterday late in the show, you still think he's a security guard?
I think he's a security guard or a real estate agent or something along those lines, but I think he's just playing everybody.
All right. Well, we still have 4 segments to play from you. Remember, this has taken place over 3 weeks now, and we're trying to get you guys up to speed. So save the theories until we're done playing the segments here. Mm-hmm. So here's the part where we're at now. Whitney calls us up. There's a guy in the townhouse community, shows up every single day for 5 minutes, walks behind the townhomes, goes into one every single day, then he leaves. We send Frankie down there to confront the guy on day number one. The dude turns right around, doesn't do his normal routine for the first time in 4 months.
Right.
Second day, Frankie goes down there and confronts the guy, starts asking him like real estate questions and stuff like that. And the dude is sort of vague.
A little bit. And then Frankie decides he's going to do a stakeout. He's going to find exactly what's going on.
Look, you got to give us a little credit. You guys come to us with an assignment. We go over the top to get you guys answers.
Yes, absolutely.
So Frankie, decides that he's going to go on a stakeout and he's going to watch this place all weekend long. He comes back into Q100 on Monday morning and gives us a report.
All right, so we went in and we hid behind the wall.
Are you in a car or?
Well, we got out of the car to walk around to see if we saw his car.
Okay.
We didn't see his car at all.
Did you dress all in black and shimmy down the wall?
I didn't want to be that covert about it because then the other neighbors looking out the window were like, "What is this?"
That's true.
911.
Yeah. So we looked at the house and there was a TV on.
Now, what time are you there?
This is around 9 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
No, this is P.M.
Okay. Thursday night at 9.
Yeah, just check him out. And there was no
movement.
Now,
we don't know your sister. Is she hot? Were you using her as bait? Like, is she hot?
She just wanted to come along. We talked about it because it bothered me that I couldn't figure out who this guy was.
All right.
So, I talked to a bunch of people about what they thought, and I got all types of different stories, like he's a murderer or blah, 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 blah. But so we went. There was a TV on.
Get your sister to join you for that.
Yeah, well, she wanted to, so that was the sick part. So there was a TV on all night and, that was it. No movement, nothing.
You didn't see anybody
not at all. So, I got really frustrated and went and got the address and, because I'm connected, I went and looked up on the FMLS website and found out who the real estate agent lady was.
What is the FMLS?
It's multi-listing real estate.
It's like if you're going to buy a house and you can tell your real estate agent, I want to buy a house that costs $100,000 that's in this zip code. Mm-hmm. And then they can type that information in and it shows you.
Every one of the houses.
Here's 10 houses to choose from.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and it gives you the active listing, all the information about real estate agents, everything like that.
Cool.
So did that and got her number and found out that she is the owner. And what really bothers me the most is the guy never said anything to me about, this house is for sale and it is an active listing.
But he said, you asked him specifically, are there any houses for sale?
And he didn't say anything about, I'm a real estate agent, or he did not say, this house is for sale, nothing like that. He totally just walked away from all of that.
Okay, so then a few days later, Frankie back in studio, and at this point, I think he's contacted the actual real estate agent to try to get some answers on that house that this dude is ducking into every single day.
Okay, but here's the weird part. Like, I'm not really sure if he actually goes in the house, because the way Whitney's house is you can't really see if he goes inside the house. You just see that he walks behind the houses.
Okay.
So I went and got the real estate agent's name, and I called her. And real nice lady. And she was like, are you talking about the guy in the silver BMW? I was like, yeah, that's him. She's like...
Now, how did that conversation go? Did you tell her that you're with Colin from the Bird Show? No,
first I called and asked about the house. And then she said, we just took it off the market today because of some other townhomes down the street. They're waiting for them to sell out.
Okay.
So, and then I asked her, then I said, you know, I'm calling for a friend who lives in the neighborhood and sees this guy every morning. And we're just wondering, you know, what the deal is with that. And she said that, you know, are you talking about the guy with the silver BMW? I'm like, yeah. And she said, you know, I think he goes behind the house and feeds the feral cats.
No, he doesn't. He deals drugs.
Oh.
He's a serial feral cat feeder.
Come on.
That's it?
Really?
He feeds cats?
You know, I don't believe it. She said she was going to ask him straight out. And when I walked behind the house the first time when I was...
Did you explain to her that we've been doing this on the radio for 2 weeks?
No. I did not. She doesn't know anything about
us. Okay, well, you're
going
to need to tell her to come up with a better story.
So is this established that anybody lives in the house?
Nobody lives in the house. The real estate agent owns the house.
So he's going randomly and filling up a bowl of cat food for random cats in the neighborhood?
Now, I've walked around the back of the house, and I have not seen any bowl or any cat food or anything like that. And when I walked behind the house to see the first time I saw him walk, I did not see him down anywhere. So I'm not buying it.
Okay, only two clips left here, then we're up to speed.
Okay.
So Frankie has the idea of let's get a spy camera and just set it up for the weekend. And we have some really good friends that we work with at BigDaddySpy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the follow-up, because Frankie now is going out and he's getting a spy camera to put in this guy's backyard to see if we can capture some pictures.
Yeah, BigDaddySpy.com. And I got a infrared heat sensitive and motion sensitive birdhouse.
Birdhouse. That's funny.
Awesome.
Hilarious. Did you install the birdhouse over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it'll go well with my cat uniform.
When does the birdhouse go in?
I'll put it up probably sometime today.
Okay.
If not, after I get off work.
All right, so here's the update that we got from Frankie yesterday. So he puts the birdhouse in place, mm-hmm. starts getting some pictures. And now things are really going to get bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were going to get real close here. I mean, how do you mess this up? You got a spy camera. Mm-hmm. We'll have pictures over the weekend. And it just got more and more bizarre yesterday.
I got a couple updates with this. This is you guys are going to love this.
All right, bring it on, man.
All right, so I put the birdhouse up, and I went and looked at the footage. And it shows, the only thing I got, it shows one cat, you know, jumping across the camera during the day. But
because the birdhouse.
Yeah, it shows the garage door of the last house in question open up. Dog comes running out, and there's a car in the garage. Now, a car never pulled up, so the car's obviously been in there. And 5 minutes later, the dog comes walking back in, the garage door closes, and no guy.
So there's a... And what time of day did the garage door open and close?
This was about 1:30.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon, and it picked nothing up at 9:30 or when the guy shows up for that day. So
we 100% sure that that's the house he's going to?
I'm positive. I'm positive that's the house in question. Now, the reason why I say that is because I went there personally because, you know, this is kind of frustrating to me. I went there and I put the birdhouse up. Again, I put the card back in the birdhouse and I saw the guy pull up and I walked around the side, waited for him. And when he walked around, he stopped. And he flipped out when he saw the birdhouse for some reason and just stopped in his tracks and started looking around. And he turned and he saw me, and I'm pretending I'm on my phone at this time, talking to the real estate agent about the house and pretending that I'm waiting for her to come. So, you know, I'm talking kind of loud so he can hear me. So he thought nothing of it, and the guy does not go into the house.
Okay. So what does he do?
He walks back into the woods.
He walks into the woods.
He walks into the back of the woods. Now, before he showed up that day, I went just to see if anything was back there, and I walked back the trail in the woods behind the houses.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to a fence with a hole underneath it for maybe a cat to get through, and that's it. It does not lead anywhere else.
Okay.
So the dude did not go in the house because he saw you in the birdhouse, so he went into the woods.
Right. He does not go into the house. The real estate agent was not lying. She does own the house, and he does not go anywhere near the house or in the house.
Okay, so
he goes
every day.
Into
so
the woods.
He didn't go into the woods because he saw you. You think his routine every day is to go behind the townhouses and then walk into the woods and not go into a house?
Yeah, he does not go into a house.
So the woods is his destination. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he goes into the woods. Now, I walk the trail, and it leads to nowhere.
Did you notice all the plants along the trail?
Yeah, right.
Any pointed plants?
No, yeah, no, I looked. Trust me, I looked. But anyway, it's all ivy, and it's a little trail about 3 inches wide that you can walk through, and it leads to the back of the fence and then nowhere else.
And there's just a little hole in the bottom of the fence that only, like, an animal as small as a small dog or a cat or a squirrel could get underneath?
Yeah, that's it.
Or an item can be passed through.
Or an item. I'm more confused now and curious than ever. I'm just going to come straight out and ask him.
You're going to have to, no, I would dress like a woodland sprite. Like, just wear like a toga-esque thing made of ivy, and I think you should just dance and frolic in the woods like you belong there and just observe him.
What could he be doing back there?
There were two different levels to this. You lost me sort of in the beginning when you said the photo from the birdhouse showed a dog coming out of the garage, but you didn't see any person open the garage?
Nope. No person at all, and it has a clear view of the house and the garage.
It sounds like somebody lives there.
Real estate agent apparently still owns the house.
There's a dog living in the house, and maybe they just hit the garage remotely from upstairs or something, so the dog can let itself out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the real estate agent probably just parked out in front of the house, walked up, went through the front of the house, came down, opened up the garage, let the dog out, and then when the dog came back in, that was it.
Well, a dog's not gonna live in it. Empty home. I mean, like somebody
said, the house
that
is not empty. The garage had a car in it, and there was stuff in it. Like it's been lived in.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. So we don't care about the house anymore. We care about the dude going in the woods. Okay. The house is irrelevant now.
So the dude goes into the woods to do what for 5 minutes?
Well, now you got to move the birdhouse into the woods.
Well, you can't because then he's going to know something's up. So you have to find.
He already saw the birdhouse.
You have to find a different type of camera. Like you have to get a non. You
like
have
a
to
rock
get,
camera.
Yeah.
Can you hide, Frankie? Can you hide out in the woods? Is there anywhere to hide back there?
Totally.
You could hide in the woods and wait for him and see what he does.
Well, he's coming in 20 minutes, right?
What if he's getting rid of evidence from a crime little by little?
That's what I was thinking because I looked around and the only thing I saw was almost a kind of new New Balance shoe just hanging out.
What?
Say that one more time.
Wait, what?
A shoe.
A New Balance sneaker, just one. And it was kind of new. It's not old and not weathered yet.
So you're looking for a one-legged man.
Yeah,
you're
or somebody buried.
Wait, I'm starting to get lost here. So you saw him take a New Balance shoe back into the woods and didn't?
No.
He just found it.
He didn't have anything in his hands, nothing in his pockets. So the whole feral cat thing is out the window.
Okay.
When I went back there before he showed up, just to see what was going on back there, all that was back there was just a New Balance shoe that wasn't weathered yet. It was kind of new.
Watch one of the neighbors call the cops on Frankie.
Oh, Frankie. This weird dude is putting up a birdhouse.
No.
He's walking
around. Guys, I wasn't going to tell you this, but now that you bring that up, when I went to go put the birdhouse up the night, I did get pulled over and I did get searched for being in the neighborhood.
Really?
Somebody apparently called the police on me and was wondering what I was doing back there.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm working for Q100 and the bird show?
No, I just said I was putting up a birdhouse for a friend, and I know it's late, but I just got off work. I didn't say anything about the radio.
Okay, so that's where we are at this point. You guys are all caught up now on this storyline that generally takes place between like 9:30 and 10. So if you have any answers, please share them with us because we are more confused today than when we started this thing 3 weeks ago.
It's the field. The field threw a whole different wrench into it.
And the shoe.
And the New Balance shoe.
Bizarre, dude.
Kevin. One-legged man.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. It seems pretty clear to me this is either an elaborate April Fool's joke on us or on you guys.
I promise you we're not behind it.
Yeah, no.
I promise you we're not behind it.
Then have you considered somebody might be trying to pull something on you?
Well, I can tell you why I don't think that they are, because there's a relative of Whitney that approached me about this that I know as a in my personal life that wouldn't be capable of doing this. Like, it's not some stranger. This is not just, quote unquote, a random listener. This is somebody in my life that presented me with this story.
And I think I do think it's plausible that...
Whitney would have to be in on it.
I'm going to use all the words that they use on Mythbusters. It's plausible that the guy is on to us and is jacking with us at this point by doing like funny stuff like going into the woods or whatever. And if that's the case, I say kudos to him. But that doesn't lessen the mystery of, before he started jacking with us, why is he pulling up to the house every day at 9:45? Right. So there's still a mystery to be solved. If he's toying with us a little bit, then...
I'd give him some credit for that.
I almost think that's like
unless Whitney's in on it, because she's the one that is, that's the only she's told us that it's 4 months.
I can almost guarantee you that that family is not in on it if it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Hey, Bailey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, did you guys ever think maybe on the other side of the fence might be the house of one of his exes or something, and it's his pet that he's trying to visit without her knowing?
Trying to
visit
good
his
point.
Pet?
Maybe they had a pet together, and then they broke up, and she kept the pet, and maybe he's trying to visit with the pet or something.
Or it's a tragic story of a child that comes to the fence to talk to daddy every day.
A one-legged child who can only afford New Balance sneakers.
Only one.
One.
One New Balance. Well, he's one-legged.
Mandy, good morning. You have a theory.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We love listening to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
Okay, my idea is... that he maybe has some family, maybe his wife or some kids, and something bad happens to him. So that's his place to come by and remember every morning that it's just too hard for him to live there.
Could be.
Well, that'll go over swimmingly if we ever get to him.
Could be.
No theory is a wrong theory at this point.
Tiffany, good morning.
Some are bad.
You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was originally, before I heard the last clip, so I was going to say that, I thought he could have possibly had somebody locked up in the house, and he was going and taking food and water or something like that to make sure, that they lived. But now, I don't know, he could be going back in the woods and smoking a joint every day before he goes to work.
That came up yesterday, didn't it?
That came up yesterday, but I get, because it is illegal. Nobody should do it.
The same time?
It just seems like that's, the same time every morning, and it just seems like that's a lot of effort to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of going out of your way.
And we can eliminate that somebody locked in the house theory because the guy doesn't go into the house, we found out.
Goes into the woods.
What he doesn't actually go into the house every day.
What if they're keeping a one-legged man prisoner in that house they don't let him have anything, and the only thing that he could throw to safety was his one shoe that he wasn't wearing because they've covered the floor in glass. So that's what it is. The floor of the townhome is covered in broken glass, and the one-legged man couldn't take off his other shoe to write a note on it and throw it, so he threw the only... That's why
it was
new.
I started daydreaming about 30 seconds ago.
All right, so our next step here is that Frankie is... BigDaddySpy.com gave us some different cameras, small... cameras to put up around the forest.
Right. And just for the record,
the woods.
We're not calling.
The enchanted forest.
BigDaddySpy.com is a real company. It's not Frankie's nickname now.
No.
Hey, it's Big Daddy Spy.
No, Big Daddy Spy.
They do all these really cool different spyware type things, like little itty bitty cameras and stuff like that. So they're giving us a bunch that we're going to put up in the woods for the next couple of days and see if we can again capture some pictures. And if not, I think we're going to just end up hiring a private investigator.
Gonna have to.
So we're working for you, Whitney.
So
we are working hard, girl.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Wendy, I want you to put your money where your mouth is, girl.
Oh, no.
I do too.
I want you to put your money where your mouth is. We were just talking about Dancing with the Stars. I didn't see the show last night, but Wendy watches every week.
Right.
And she was disgusted by the effort that Kate Gosselin put in last night.
The effort that Kate Gosselin put forth was none. It was absolutely zero. And I understand. I understand.
She has no background in entertainment.
I don't have a background in entertainment, but I could still look like I'm having fun and actually try. She didn't even look like she was trying to do the dance. Like, she had been taught for a week how to do this jive dance. Pretty simple, because he kept it simple because she's not a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And she would, like, even from the leg movements from her, she just, like, stood there and was, like, looking around, not trying to put any of the steps together. And he was, like, dragging her around the dance floor.
What were the exact words, Melissa, that Wendy used during commercials?
I could do a better job in 1 week on a jive than Kate Gosselin did.
Booyah.
So
okay.
So you have to do the same routine.
It would just be a jive.
Well,
somebody's got to learn that routine and help teach Wendy that routine for 1 week. Then we're going to record her doing that with a partner, and then we're going to post it online and determine whether she did better than Kate Gosselin.
Here's my idea, is that we'll post the Kate Gosselin dance, and then we'll post yours, mm-hmm. and we'll have an online vote, and if you beat Kate Gosselin, I'll give you $100.
Okay. I'm totally up for that.
And if you can make your dance instructor storm out, I'll also give you $100.
No, because I'll actually enjoy what I'm doing. It's just for fun. I mean, this is fun. She is getting paid to be on that show just to put in a little bit of effort, a little bit of smiling.
You said you could do the dance better.
So I could do the dance. Okay.
So what we need is a dance instructor, professional dance instructor, to train you. And you only have 1 week. So that means from the time that you and the instructor agree, which I'm hoping will be sometime over the next 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
you have 7 days to get that video posted online. Because Kate Gosselin had a week, right?
Yeah, she had 1 week, and then she had to perform it live. So you get one shot when you were doing it on camera, you get one shot. You mm-hmm. can't do a retake because Kate couldn't do a retake last night.
Right.
And you have to do, I'm like, if the instructor saw the show last night or watches the show and can do a similar routine, hopefully the same, but, you know, close to it, then we put you up there.
I am totally down. No, I mean, I will put forth at least more effort and have fun with it. And she did not have fun. Have you seen? You need to watch the video, Bert. Like, because it is insanely bad.
I watched about 4 minutes of the show last night, but it wasn't her part, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's dancing, Bert. They just want to have fun.
Because, I mean, everybody's argument is the fact that she's the only one that is not a former athlete and not a former performer. So I do find that even Katie, who cannot stand Kate Gosselin, was, you know, gives her a little bit of, you know, wiggle room because she, you know, doesn't have any background in doing anything like that.
Do you have any dance background at all?
I've just flipped flags during halftime, which includes a little bit of dance, but not anything technical or step related or in heels.
All right, so you're pretty much in the same
same
category. Okay. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you, Bert, that you better get your $100 ready because you'll definitely be paying Wendy.
Did she really suck last night? Was she that bad?
It was not that. I mean, I'm so glad she got out there and tried. Give her points for trying. But
parental of you. You know what? Did you have fun, Kate? Did you try your hardest?
She did.
Well, that's all that matters.
She got out there, but I didn't think the effort was there. There was no, like, fun in it. I mean, it's a fun show, and you're supposed to have fun with your partner. I mean,
so you think that if you start tomorrow, just the fact that you're going to have fun doing it will make you
have fun and
a better dancer.
Have a better routine.
Try the steps. I mean, if you do something wrong, just act like you're having fun. She had a miserable look on her
face.
It's
not about fun. It's about you being a better dancer than Kate Gosselin.
Okay.
I think you can do it, Wendy. I think you're fine.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say, yeah, Kate was a hot mess last night, but you can only give Wendy 4 days, because I do believe they only have 4 days to practice before they have
4 days.
The show, not seven.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Let's make it fair.
If she starts...
But she has been with her partner for 3.5 weeks.
So you get 5 days. So you start on...
5 days.
We find the dance instructor.
I think we've got one.
Okay.
And then you could start this week and have this week and the weekend, and then a week from today... You do it. So you would start, Thursday this week, and you'd have all week, Thursday, Friday, all weekend, and Monday. And Tuesday, bang, you do it.
Goes up online.
I'm ready.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Now, I am a professional ballroom dancer. Now, the one thing that I do know is that, yes, they only have 4 days, but they have 8 hours a day to practice. So she should have a little bit longer, but I can get you going. I can get you a male dancer and we can practice for a week and make you look fabulous. Because okay. I think that you're right. As long as you're having fun and learn the steps, you'll do much better.
Where is your studio? What's the name of it?
I teach at a dance studio up in Duluth. Now, we can go to another studio into downtown, which is not a problem. I teach at Southern Dance Connection, and my father-in-law also is a professional dancer, and he has a studio up in Duluth. So we can get her going.
You ready?
Let's do
this?
It. I'm so ready to do this.
Okay.
I think it looks like fun. I love Dancing with the Stars anyways. But just I can do dance tons better than Kate Gosselin.
We will take you up on this, Lisa. Can I put you on hold?
You sure can.
Okay, so now we have our instructor.
All right. But see, Kate gets 8 hours a day. I don't have 8 hours to devote.
Well, I mean, you could, but you've got an extra day, too.
Okay, so 5 days.
So whatever you got to do.
All right.
Did we agree that next
Tuesday?
Next Tuesday you do it, so you can start.
The video goes up.
Start Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you can start earlier than that because you have 32 hours. 4 times 8 is 32. So if you want to do 6 hours a day for 5 days, there's your 30 hours. If you want to do.
All depends on your commitment.
I'm ready to do it.
$100 says you can't beat.
It should be hours logged.
Yeah, I think it's fair to give her a week. If she goes a few under, a few over, so be it. But
the dancer will keep track of the hours logged. Cool.
And many people are calling up saying you have to almost like pick the same sort of outfit that she did also. Like you have to wear the heels.
You have to mimic the exact thing that happened last night. I'm ready.
You're down?
I'm down. Let's do it.
We'll put the video up online 1 week from today.
The Burt Show.
All right, here's an audio of a woman that obviously hasn't learned what you've learned, all right? And that's there's a limit before you're going to feel really nasty and be safe about it. This is a woman that calls 911 and reports herself drinking and driving.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I think I went the wrong way.
Do you need 911?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, why don't you tell me what's going on? Are you intoxicated?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now.
Absolutely.
Are you driving?
Yeah. Hang on.
Pull into the parking lot so you can, because you shouldn't be driving while you're talking on the phone. Pull into the parking lot and let's talk for a minute. Okay?
I shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to help you so you don't go to jail.
You know what, though, hon? I would not have called you unless I was concerned with myself.
I was concerned about you, and I tried to get you to pull over.
I know. I don't want to hurt nobody else.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, I know.
I lost my mom to a drunk driver.
Oh,
that's what I want you to pull over.
I know. Next, I said, come down, I'll pull over.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Oh, I got sad.
That's like rock bottom, I think, if you're a drinker. Because that audio is being played everywhere today, and yesterday. And if you're that woman, you're like, I'm quitting. That's it. That's it for me.
If you call in yourself,
totally.
It's time to stop.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if you guys will find it. There's anything in here that's meaty or not, but it's the 30 things every woman should quit doing by 30.
Ha. Okay. Uh-oh.
See if there's anything here for you guys. making out with her BFFs at bars for attention.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Never do that.
Guilty?
No.
Never?
Never.
No. Jen?
No.
Never?
Well, not in my 30s.
Okay.
Why didn't you ask me? Just kidding.
Well, you have to quit doing it by your 30s, so it happened before then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Joanna, how old are you?
I am 20. I'll be 26 on Monday.
26.
Hey. Happy early birthday.
All right. You've got four years to continue making out with your best friends at bars.
All right. Great.
Making out with your boyfriend at bars for attention?
Yeah. I stopped doing that a couple years ago.
For attention or just for fun?
Attention.
I think you should stop. Yeah, for attention.
I think it's the same thing.
I could never see Jason being one of those guys.
He tried to on our first date, and I said no. But I think it's definitely you hit a point where you're like, no more being that girl that's making out at the bar.
Mm-hmm. 30 things every woman should quit doing by 30. Filling her bed with stuffed animals.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah.
That's 20. That's
you're still doing 12. That
if you, if you take stuffed animals with you to college, you got a problem.
Yeah.
That is such a red flag for a dude. If he shows up to your apartment and you've got stuffed animals on your bed, that is instant U-turn right there.
Yeah, that's got to be
done.
What
does it say? What does it say about the girl?
It's almost in the crazy cat category.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she's going to be psycho or
like grow up. Yeah.
Too much of a little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Skipping regular gyno exams.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
All right. That's one thing that every woman should quit doing by 30. Calling her father daddy.
Oh, I still do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think that's fine forever.
Joanna, I bet you call your dad daddy.
No, I call him Poppy.
Poppy.
So
I call my dad
the same.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Engaging in sibling rivalry should be done by the time you hit 30 years old, Melissa Carter.
That'll happen the rest of your life. That doesn't change.
That never goes away. Living paycheck to paycheck. By the time you're 30, you should be past that, right?
If you can. I mean, I guess it's an odd time right now, but yeah, well, I think by the time you're 30, you should have a little bit together.
I do think absolutely before you're 30, you need to learn how to start saving and how to put away for retirement and how to have something, a cushion of some sort. I definitely think that that's a goal for every woman.
You said your dad like started teaching you that way early, right?
I remember as a kid.
You're like 3 years old. Your dad's like, you need to learn how to write a check, go to the money machine.
My dad opened my bank account for me when I was 14 years old. You know, I had a bank account at 14. I knew how to use a debit card. Am I good at it now? Not so much, but he did teach me that.
One thing that every woman should quit doing by 30 is using MySpace to pick up guys.
Facebook now. I mean, just go to Facebook. MySpace is dead.
Well, I think it applies to Facebook. This just might be an older list. Mm-hmm. Who uses MySpace right now? It's not a comedian or a band.
Yeah. Measuring her self-worth by a number on the scale.
Oh.
Man, we've talked to you guys enough to say, I don't know that any woman had ever achieved that.
I don't think you do.
That doesn't change. It gets worse as you get older because I think for a lot of women, it's harder to keep weight off the older they get.
Yeah.
So it gets worse.
Blaming her mother for all of her issues. Gotta stop doing that by the time you're 30 years old.
Definitely.
And being cheap.
What does that mean?
Why are you looking at me? Burt Weiss, let me tell you, if you want me to be a saver on that list, then I gotta be cheap.
Melissa will squeeze a dollar until George Washington screams.
I swear.
Get it? The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No!